So the we're going to talk about original sin. Does Judaism believe in original sin? Now, it's tangentially connected to a pasuk of this week's parsha. Okay, right? It says in Perek Chavtes, all right, beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh. We say that you're standing here today. Most students of them, you're standing, all of you, before Hashem your God. Rosh Hashem, Shiftichem, Ziknichem, Vishotrichem, the heads of your tribes, the elders, and your police officers. Kol Yishis, for all Jews. Right, the children, the wives, the stranger that's in your camps, from the wood chopper into the water drawer. You're about to enter into a treaty. He's gonna, Hashem's gonna set you up, or the purpose of this is to make you establish you as a nation for Him, for God. And God will be, Hashem will be your God, as He spoke to you, as He promised to Yaakov, as He promised to Yaakov. And here's a key line here. And Moshe says, we're not only entering into this covenant with you alone. He's turning to all Bnei Israel. He says, Ki es asher yeshno po imanu omed hayom, but it's with that, those who are here with us standing today, lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, before Hashem your God, ve'es asher inenu po imanu hayom, and those who are not with us today. Now, as the covenant, seemingly the covenant is binding on everyone. Now, a separate question, which I'm not going to discuss, maybe it'll be next year's shir, is like, how can a covenant for, you know, Bnei Yisrael now, how does it bind subsequent generations? That's an interesting question. Not our topic, but it's an interesting question. You should know, so the Gemara in Shavuos, he says that that's, right, he said that's the point of this last pasuk. So she came on scene with Moshe Rabbeinu. Kishe Yishpias Yisrael Amar Lahem. When he made the Bnei Yisrael swear, he said to them, Du'u Shiloh Adatchem Ani Meshpiaschem El Adas Havakom Valtati. I'm not making you swear based on your understanding only, but on the understanding of Hashem and my understanding, says v'lo itchem v'batchem. Now here's a key. Ki es asher yeshno po. Okay, let's focus on this last piece here. Ein li ela osim ha'omdi mahar Sinai. I might say that the covenant is only with those who stood by Har Sinai. Doros ha'bon v'gim ha'asim l'iskar minayin tamalomar ves asher einenu. Okay, so there's this idea that the treaty binds not just this generation, but ves asher einenu, those people who are not with us today. Meaning those who will be born in the future. Now, there's like some mystical ideas here before we get into our topic. This, if you look at the Shmos Rabbah, he says you can actually infer this from the Pasuk. He says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ma she Nevi'im asim lisnabos b'chol dor v'dor kiblu mihar Sinai. Whatever Nevi'im are going to prophesize in the future in every generation, they already accepted Har Sinai. Shekin Moshe, Omar Lahemi, so Moshe told B'nai, so ki es asher yeshna po imonu omed hayom, ves asher enu po imonu hayom, that I'm binding those people who are with us today and those who are not with us today. Look at the question. Imanu omed hayom ein ksiv. If you notice, what does the last pasuk say? It says, asher yeshna po imanu omed, those who are standing with us today, but it doesn't say those who are not standing with us today, right? It says, Yeshno po imanu omeid hayom, and then it says asher inenu po imanu. It didn't say omeid. So what? So he says, so what does it mean? He says, imanu omeid hayom ein ksiv kan ela imanu hayom. It doesn't say omeid, it says imanu hayom. So this is what he wants to read. Elu haneshamos hasidos lihibaros. This refers to the souls that will be created in the future. Shein bahem mamash, that they don't have any substance now. Shelo nemra bahem amida, that the word Amida is not said by them. Even though they were not there at that moment, everyone received his own. In other words, what he's saying is, you read like this. He said like this. I'm not only entering this covenant. I'm making a covenant for those who are standing with us today. And those who are not here physically, po imanu hayom, they're with us today also. In other words, they're not standing with us today, but they're still here with us. So now there's this idea that's binding a future generation. The question is how. But that's just an introduction. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Hamad Beis, you know, we think original sin is this Christian idea that, how's it go, Christian sin? How's the original sin go? What's the doctrine of original sin?
That you're like evil, you know, you're evil from the time you're born.
Why are you evil from the time you're born?
Well, because of Adam Rishon.
For Adam? Or?
Yeah. I thought it was with the
age of Adam. It's Chava. Okay. So there's the idea of original sin that the serpent had relations with Chava, and somehow, so then mankind was born out of sin, right? So the Jews didn't believe in this at all.
Okay, but
it's a little more complex than that. The Gemara and Shabbat stuff go from Hammer Base. Okay, yes. I know, but you're right at the end. But it's not so like this concept is not totally foreign, because look at this Gemara, and we'll see how it's connected to this pasuk. In Shabbos Kuf Mem Hamad Beis is the following. Mipnei ma ovdei kochavim mizuhamim. From how do we know that the non-Jews are mizuhamim? What's mizuhamim? I mean, literally means like filth. I mean, dirty. Some kind of, maybe is it a spiritual taint? Maybe taint. I mean, I'm not saying they're dirty like physically dirty, but some kind of taint. Some kind of they talk about zuhama, like if you have on your hands, the dirt that you wash to get rid of the zuhama. So I don't know that there's some filth associated with the pagans. So it says Shelo Amdu Al Har Sinai.
Well, it's like Bob Pio was kind of gross.
Okay, but no, look what he said, that they did. Okay, but they didn't stand by Har Sinai. What does that indicate? It indicates that everyone had zuhama until we were at Har Sinai. Shebisha sheba nachash al Chava, that at the time that the Nachash had relations with Chava, he till ba zuhama. He implanted zuhama in her. He implanted filth in her. Yisrael shavdu al Har Sinai paska zuhama sam. The Jewish people who stood at Har Sinai, so there, filth was stopped. The pagans who weren't by Har Sinai, they didn't lose their zuhama. Okay? So now the question is, what about... So by the way, how do you know that... What is there any textual hint to the Nachash having relations with Chava? So if you just look, see Rashi, it says, Kishabah Nachash al Chava, when he gave her an idea, advice to eat from the tree, he had relations with her. Tichsiv, hanachash hishi ani. Okay, so hishi ani, I mean, lashon nisuin. Okay, so this is him.
That's a stretch.
Okay, it's fine. Okay, all right, it's a stretch, fine. So, I mean, it's interesting, by the way, that obviously the Gemara is written, you know, in after Christianity, and like, did they borrow this idea? I don't know. Did they have this idea before? They borrow, like, where this idea of original sin is found in the Gemara. Now,
the Christians believe that you're in this state, period.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't get out of it.
Right. Okay, good. So, yeah. Okay, we'll get there in a bit.
There's
so,
no tshuva. There's red.
Good. Okay, so we'll get there now, bit by bit. But the concept of hidabo zuama, so it seems that everyone had it. Even Jews, or even people who destined to become Jews. And then we lost it at Har Sinai. Amalei Rav Acha Breder, Rav of the Rav Ash, he says, Gary Mai, what about converts? They went at Har Sinai. So what do you do about that? Amalei, Av Agav, the Inu Lohavu, even though they weren't there, Mazlaihu Havu. The Mazel was there. Okay, so Rashi. So what Rashi says, Mazlayu Havu B'Sinai, V'Chol She'amdu Har Sinai Niskashu V'Nitaru V'Nisrapim Mikomum Vaf Ivrim U'Pisechim Shehoyu B'Yisrael Kidatayim B'Sifrei. So this idea that the Medrash says at Sinai everyone was healed, it seems also physical and also spiritual ailments. There's a Rashi in Shabbos which says Mazlay is Malach Shelo, his angel, Umelitzalav, that intercedes on his behalf. Yosiv, Es Asher Yeshno Po Imanu Omeid Hayom, if Hashem Alkenu, Ves Asher Inenu Po. So that this pasuk is a source for the Gemara, which says that converts somehow their malach or something about them was still at Har Sinai. So everyone lost their zuama. Upliga de Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, and Rav Acha argues that Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, the Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, ad shlosha doros lo paska zuama me aboseinu. It took three generations to get rid of the zuama. I said, no, you didn't have to wait for Har Sinai. It takes three generations. Avram holy to Yishmael, Avram give birth to Yishmael, Yitzchak holy to Esav, and then Yaakov holy shnei masar shvatim shlo yibahem shum dofi. So in other words, it took three generations, right? Avram got the zuama from Terach. In other words, Avram basically believed in monotheism, but he was still quote unquote tainted from Terach, and that continued down to subsequent generations. For three generations. Maybe that's more of like a cultural zuama, maybe according to this. But we see this idea of, you know, this idea of original sin, and we lost it at Har Sinai. Right? Now, this is from the book of Romans, this is from the New Testament. So this is in chapter 5. It says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Right, referring to Adam or Chava, right? And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So we believe in that also, that right, because of Adam's sin, by the Eitz Hadas, so that mortality came into the world. And then he says, by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Because of one person's disobedience, many were made sinners. Consequently, just as one trespass resulted in condemnation for all people, just like one sin resulted in condemnation for everyone, so also one righteous act resulted in justification of life for all people. That is, you know, Jesus. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of one man, the many were made righteous. So this idea, the Christian idea, is that we were saved, we achieved salvation through divine grace. St. Augustine in the 4th century, he basically said that original sin was transmitted by desire, and the way he understands is that weakens our bechira, that weakens our freedom of will, and basically since the male semen was the means by which original sin was made, passes down to generations, so therefore, who was the only person who didn't come from male semen, right? Supposedly, according to Christian doctrine, Jesus, right? In other words, that's how it's passed down, this desire, that this sort of biological transmission.
But this is a very common feature in the Geish Welt, you know, with pagans, because right. Buddha was supposed, you know, they maintained that he was from a virgin, you know, all these people, there's a Zoroastrian religion, also because they can't stomach any kind of savior coming through this kind of
thing. They view the sexual act as being something that's bad, that transmits sin,
right.
And therefore the only way that we can achieve salvation is through someone who was created, not through this sinful behavior.
Like, I remember this one guy, I'm trying to remember his name, but he was telling me that when he was a little kid, he came into the house and was. He was like out in the playing out in the outside. He was all dirty.
Yeah,
he was dirty, and he his grandmother was there,
right.
And they were Catholic. And he said, "I'm dirty," and then she said, "No, you're soiled. Sex is dirty."
Oh, sex is dirty. Okay, right.
So that was their
right. That's their belief. Thing. Right, right. So the question is: so obviously, Judaism has a different. Now, there's to say that Judaism doesn't believe in original sin. There seems to be a tradition in original sin in the Gemara and Shabbos based on our pasuk, and well, our pasuk hints to the fact that converts they also lost their zuama. It's actually and it's a machlokes how we lost original sin. Did we lose original sin by the zuama of original sin? Was that more cultural? And once one generation believes in it, so it takes a few more generations to totally eradicate it, or is it something that Matan Torah, the experience of Matan Torah, eliminated? Right. So
yeah, but I mean, the thing is that it's about Olam Haba, you know, that you can't have any Olam Haba
right. But I think it's more fundamental. But yeah. Right. So what's
very
the difference?
Different
so right. So what's the difference? So first of all, this idea that we have a Yetzer Hara, that's it's you look in Bereishis Vav Perek Pasuk Hey, Bayar Hashem ki Rabba Ras Adam Baaretz V'chol Yetzer Machus Libo Rak Rakol Yom. God saw we have a Yetzer Hara, right? God saw we have a Yetzer Hara. In Parshas Noach, Vayarach Hashem Esreach Edichok, after the flood, Vayomer Hashem Libo, God says to his heart, Lo Siv L'Kalo Odes Adama Bavur Adam. I'm not going to continue cursing the ground because of man. Ki Yetzer Lev Hadam Rabbi Nurav, that we're evil from our youth. I mean, it's a horror from our youth. But also, look, okay, so I'm not going to destroy the world anymore. So, again, we believe that we have this Yetzer Hara. And we have other Gemara. We have a Gemara in Yevamos, Daf of Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. A little bit, you know, it's a little bit different between Kuf Gimel and different version of the story. And Rabbi Yochanan says, V'shah sheba nachash al Chava, at the moment when the nachash was intimate with Chava, hita bazuma, he implanted the zuma. Yisrael, Shamdu Harsina, Pasku Zuma, son. So at Harsina, we lost the Zuma. Obi Chachavim, Shaloh, Amim Harsina, Lo Pasku Zuma, son, right? The pagans who didn't send Harsina, they didn't lose it. And the Gemara of Avazar is a little bit different. Gemara of Avazar wants to say, Yibai Seima, Filu, Motsa Nami Rova. So here he wants to say that, like, that if a non-Jew finds an animal, it's going to engage in this, you know, sexual act with an animal. Damar mar, so the pagans, so they believe the pagans. Damar mar, chaviva aleim behem shen yisrael yosef min shoseihem. So they like, right? I guess they like the animals more than their wives. Damar rav yochanan b'sha sheba nachash al chava hitil bazuma. So like this, saying that they really engage in really really offensive behavior. Ihaki Yisrael Nami, but Jewish people shouldn't they also have Zuma? Yisrael Sham Dal Harsina, Pasco Zuma Sam. So, same idea. So, in other words, you have a Gemara that says, the Gemara in Yevamo says that intimacy with the serpent led to Zuma. And the Gemara in Yevamo, and the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, so there it says that.
But we were not offspring of this Nachash. I mean, you just implanted something that all the other offspring she had were still infected with
Zuma. Right. That's what I'm saying. So we were all mankind came from Chava. So right. So you have this right. So what is this? The question is, right. So how do we get rid of Zuama? So how do we get rid of Zuama? So Rav Acha holds, we get rid of Zuama through supernatural means through Mamad Har Sinai. Rav Acha Bar Kahana says we eliminate it through cultural means, right? Through after three generations. So what is Zuhama and how do we overcome it? So if you look in the Rashba says, Hitel ba Zuhama, and we'll see how it's actually tied to Rosh Hashanah, Tshuva. Rashba says, Hitel ba Zuhama, Mashal Ligvuras Hayetzer. In other words, what does it mean, Zuhama? We had this innate, powerful desire. So how do we lose it? Yisrael Sha'amdul Har Sinai, when the Jewish people said Har Sinai, Paska Zuhama Sam, we lost our Zuhama. Nechlash v'nifsach kinyan mashchehu lebeis medrash. So how do we lose our Zuhama? This idea, the Gemara says, draw him to the Beis Medrash. What does that mean, draw him to the Beis Medrash? It's the Gemara in Kiddushin that says, what do you do when the Yetzer is trying to get you? You know what you do? You tell him, come, let's be a chavrusel, come to the Beis Medrash with me. You know, there's this idea that Torah study, or being involved in Torah, that you know, if we have desires, so Torah hopefully can, you know, move us away from the Yetzer Hara. So that's this idea that Mamad Har Sinai weakened, doesn't always.
I think the Kabbalists have this concept where you're bringing the Yetzer Hara along with you. It's not your.
Right. Okay. It could be. You're transforming. You're transforming desires right. For something good, maybe. Right. You realize you have certain behaviors and you're trying to transform those behaviors. Yeah, it could be. But this idea of that you're bringing the Torah can, you know, eliminate or transform, get rid of the Zuhama maybe that's associated with the Yetzer Hara. So that's one way of looking at it. The Abar Benel says, he says, I'm hinting that the Nachash Kadmoni, Abarba doesn't really believe there's a real snake. Abarba now is like a rationalist, so he doesn't believe there's a real snake. It's like this, the image of the Nachash. Hitel Zuhamas Hadeos Hamafor Sabos. That the Zuhama was really like this kind of like foreign ideas, like heresy, like basically corrupt opinions. And how do you get rid of it? Through Har Sinai, through the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs tell you the right opinions. So is the Zoom a desire? Or is it, or is it these like heretical opinions? And by that's the interesting question. Like what draws people away from doing the right thing? Is it heresy or is it Yetzer Hara, right? And what does the Torah give you? Is the Torah basically take away your desire by that you're focusing on the good? Or is it more give you correct opinions, correct perspectives? There's a fascinating... So again, I think, and this is to Noah's point, I think there are similarities, I think, between the doctrine of original sin and the Jewish version of Yetzer Hara. And the connection is that maybe because of you know what happened with Chava, at least according to some tradition in Judaism, we have this innate desire to sin. That's true. And in fact, right, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. There's a whole debate, like, you know, Antoninus, you know, you want to know to what extent did Jewish people, like, did they interact with the non-Jews and study, like, were they aware of Christian theology? So first of all, Rebbe and Antoninus was some Roman noble. They had conversations. So obviously they're aware of this stuff. So they're having this debate. Amar lo Antoninus, the Rebbe. Antoninus says to Rebbe, Neshama me masai nitnav adam. When is a neshama implanted in a person? Mishas pekida, mishas yitzira. For the time of conception or the time of creation. There's a whole debate back and forth. And at the end of the day, they say it's actually that the neshama is actually for the time of conception. And they go on to say, when does the Yitzhahara come? Yitzhahara is actually for the time when you leave the womb. Yitzhahara is when you leave the womb. What's interesting, and the Lashon of the Gemara, the Torah's Chaim said, Lashon of the Gemara is that the neshama is nitna ba'adam, it's placed in a person, and the Yitzhahara is actually sholate. It rules over. I mean, you can rule over the Yitzhahara. So I heard this of Ezra Bick when he's going to Gemara. He says the idea that, what does it mean that the Yetzer Hara, like you think, oh, original sin, it's bad, you know, because it's like we're all sinners, it's really bad. No, the Yetzer Hara is actually, and it was only created according to how we paskin, or paskin, the Gemara concludes, the Yetzer Hara is created when we're born. Why? Because it's not a bad thing, Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is the ability to do bad. In other words, the way that we become great is if we use our choice and we choose good. Like, I know, you know what I'm saying? You know, when you struggle with something, whatever it is, I don't want to exercise and exercise. I don't want to do this job and I do this job. Whatever it is that we struggle with, we have a choice to do good or bad and we do good. So like, that's when we're great. So you sort of need the Yetzer Hara in order to be great, in a sense, you know, I guess according to how, you know, the world is run. So it's true that we have a Yetzer Hara, and that may have come from original sin, just like the Christians believe in it. But the Christians believe that as a result of original sin, we are doomed without salvation from the person who was born, you know, without the original sin. In other words, we are hopeless, as opposed to the Jewish view, which is, yeah, there was an original sin. And maybe it's transmitted. And Yetzer Lev Ha'adam Ra Minu Rav. And we're born with this tremendous desire, either our desire or these thoughts, which are foreign to what we should be. But we can conquer it. And Maman Har Sinai helps us conquer it, either through Torah study or through just being immersed in a Torah lifestyle. But it's the Yetzer Hara is good, because the Yetzer Hara is good in that it allows us actually to choose good. It provides us with choice. And the Sinai experience guides us to how to vanquish the Yetzer Hara. That's the point of this, I think, of this Gemara. In other words, yeah, we got it when we're born, but Torah gives us the power to be great. You know, without the Yetzer Hara, we couldn't be great. With the Yetzer Hara, we have the potential to be great. And the Torah provides us with the ability to be great, to be sholeit over our Yetzer Hara. And that's exactly what we read in this week's Parsha. This is a more direct connection. We say, Ki ha-mitzvah devarim perek lamed. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos, asher anochi mitzavcha yom. This mitzvah that I command you today. Lo niflesi mimcha v'lo chakvi. It's not wondrous. It's not so distant from us. Lo bashamayim, it's not in heaven. that's so far away, lo be'ivar yam, it's not across the sea. Ki karov ilacha davar ma'od, b'ficha uvolcha la'soso. It is close to us, it's within our mouths and our hearts to be able to do. In other words, yeah, we have this Yetzer Hara, but the Torah veers very sharply from the Christian view, which says we're beyond salvation. It's part and parcel of the Jewish tradition that we're not relying on some being to save us. It's, the Ramban says, mitzvah zos refers to teshuva, repentance. And he's saying that this was within our reach. And that's the point of the Gemara. The point of the Gemara is, yeah, maybe mankind is corrupt. I was like, corrupted, but mankind, the nature of mankind is that we have this tremendous age. It's how we were created, but it doesn't mean that we're, you know, hopeless sinners. It means that we have a drive and we spend our lives struggling and trying to be great. And the Sahara is an opportunity for us to be great, not through relying on someone else, but through relying on ourselves, and that's what tshuva is all about. That's what we're doing right now. In other words, we're not simply, during this time period, trying to ask God to, forgive us for our sins. We don't be punished. More than that, this is an opportunity for us to be great. This is a time period we're focusing how we can just be great, and the emphasis is that it's totally within our power. Anyway.